44-year-old Mike Malinsky has been a Major League Baseball umpire since 2006, but this year was special. The Tacoma native reached the pinnacle of his career working his first World Series. Malinsky was one of three Fall Classic umpiring rookies. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can go to our website, wwib.com, to get all the info you need to connect quickly, safely, and securely to help keep the show on the air with that tax-deductible contribution. We are back with Mike Malinsky on the show today to talk more about this one-of-a-kind experience working his first World Series. He was behind home plate calling balls and strikes in that decisive, deciding Game 6 between the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves. Mike is back with me. Mike, you want to get it right for any call on the field whenever during the season, but, you know, World Series, that ups the ante. You were working left field to start things out. Rotation got you behind the plate for Game 6, calling balls and strikes. Talk to me about some of the pressure that you may have been feeling calling balls and strikes in that pivotal Game 6, will you?
Yeah. I guess when you work left field, you think, and it's such a different going into approach for the postseason compared to the regular season, because, I mean, the desire to want to be good and to want to get everything right in the regular season is there, but then you're only working with your four guys, and then you're also doing it, like, every day. Like, your third, second, first plate every day, and you're right in the middle of it. And obviously there is a desire to want to be perfect and get everything right, especially during the especially during the regular season. Then you go out, and then you work the left or right field lines in the first couple of rounds of the postseason, and you don't have a lot of experience out there because the only time that you are working out there is during the postseason. So you don't have that same repetitions that you as far as your distance or how the ball flies or where or how close you are to fielders that you just did for 6 months, because we don't have six guys on the field, obviously, during the regular season. There's just four of us. So there's a couple of things that go into, like, when you start in on the lines, is that, one, you are trying to rely on what you've done in the past, like a year or two before working the lines, and then also talking to senior guys to say, hey, you'll keep this in mind, make sure you remember you have six guys, make sure your eye contact, stuff like that. And then the big deal about, like, left and right field line is that you might have one call. And the pressure that comes with this is that on that night, if you're working one of those two lines, you have to be one for one or two for two. That's it. You're going to have one, maybe two calls that are going to require you to truly think about something, not just, you know, a guy hits a can of corn to left field and he gets underneath it, catches it. Like, I shouldn't have to spend much time thinking about that. I'm talking about a nasty line drive or a pole bender or, you know, a guy making a catch in a corner, something like that. Obviously going two for two on the left field line is great. So then when you work around the bases and the amount of plays that you get as you get closer to home plate, obviously third base, a little bit more check swings are now involved. Second base, you got steal plays. First base is, you know, obviously you've got a lot of plays over there. And then when you work the plate, it's, you know, you got a decision to make every 16 to 18 seconds. So it just kind of ramps up, but it really does. You just kind of, you have to fall back onto what your experience has provided for you in the past. Are you relying on the guys that have done it before to talk through what they've experienced, and then just, you know, going out there and hopefully get them right, because sometimes it's very difficult. Our job is hard, which is great. I accept the difficulty of the job, but, man, it really helps when you're right. It yes, really does.
I would imagine. Mike Malinsky worked his first World Series as the umpire. Mike's had some big games through the years, including a Max Scherzer no-hitter back in 2015, but this is elevated beyond that, calling balls and strikes for the last game of the 2021 World Series, wanting to get it right. But none of us, Mike, can get it right spiritually. The Bible says all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. And I think we'll explore that in your life, how you came to a personal, life-changing relationship with Jesus. Your sins are forgiven. You have eternal life and an abundant life with Christ, and we'll talk about that when we get back together with you on the next Sports and Commentary. So thanks for being here today from Tacoma, Washington. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.